This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now for another hour with Doc. Well, it's almost an hour. I say an hour because on the clock it kind of looks like we've blocked out almost an hour of your time and our time to help us and you go through. I don't know that we would say we're burning through some of the issues and the research that's been done, but we have a lot of information. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mardoro, Florida, to discuss the things that he has found this week that are that implicate or are implicative. Is that a word? I like that word if it isn't a word. Let's make it a word, Ken. What do you say? Implicative. That's a good word. Yeah, okay, let's do that. Anyway, the implication from all of the studies, what's been thought of, and then there'll be questions for Dr. Ken. Lots of things to discuss, so let's get at it. First couple of stories, as COVID diminishes in impact and import, there still are a number of things to be discussed, including the latest info from the Centers for Disease Confusion about children from the age of 5 to 11, and whether or not the vaccine works or doesn't work. Wasn't it a week ago they said it worked, and now this week they say it doesn't maybe work as well as we thought it did. Is that kind of it, Ken?
Well, we're only reporting, as you are, what they're saying. But the good news is that the incident rate, the case rate per 100,000 is under 10, which is their cutoff of this going away in many, many areas of the country. Mm-hmm. And that is very encouraging, and let's hope it stays there. Let's hope it doesn't create any new variants, and maybe we can put this all in our rearview mirror. Wouldn't that be nice?
Sure would. All right, but so as far as children.
But let's talk a little bit about what the CDC told us this week, especially about children. And the headline is that apparently the COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and BioNTech are less effective in children aged 5 to 11. They gave the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to children ages 5 to 11, and it seems as though there's less protection against emergency room and urgent care facility visits related to the virus symptoms compared to teens. More than 2 months after receiving the second dose of the vaccine, the children in the age group 5 to 11, Doug, had 46% protection against needing emergency room care for the virus. And this compares to 83% protection against such healthcare encounters for those aged 12 to 17.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, thinking about what we have been getting all along, is there an excuse for the CDC changing? Is it because they're still learning things? I'm not trying to give them an out here, because I think the mass confusion has shown how bad government handles some of these things. But then I suppose you could say, well, they handled getting all of the vaccines put together and moved it along and stuff. I don't know. It becomes, I guess, a political statement. But does it make any difference? At the end of the day, people need to trust their own instincts. Trust your gut. Not necessarily some, you know, we've been yelling and screaming about masks for months. And then, you know, arbitrarily, okay, tomorrow, today you got to wear a mask. Tomorrow you don't have to wear a mask. Huh? You can tell how frustrated I get with this stuff. I believe in wearing a mask. I still would on an airplane. I'd still wear a mask, but I don't want somebody to tell me I have to. I want to do it because I know that it's the right thing to do. And so all of that stuff, it's just, we have really seen how we are over-governmentalized through all of this. Anyway, while we're talking about children, there's an overview that's come out of the number of children around the world who've lost a parent to COVID. That number is pretty astounding, Ken.
Yeah, this is sad, and this is what we have to be aware of and try to comfort these kids and really be aware of this, because it's going to affect them for a long, long time. 5.2 million children worldwide, Doug, have lost a parent or caregiver due to COVID-19, and that's an estimate out of the CDC. So this is something that most of us will come across. It'll touch us. We need to be aware of it, and we need to do whatever we can to comfort these kids.
Yeah. All right. I've had somebody ask me, and I thought I'd pass it along as we're talking about COVID. Why is it that the virus steals your sense of smell and taste? Is it a nerve thing? What is it? Nosed around enough to understand why it is? Because some people lose their sense of smell and some people don't.
Well, realize we've had numerous different variants to COVID-19. I think most of us are familiar with at least three of them. The original, sometimes called Alpha, then Delta, which was last summer, and then Omicron, which has been since Thanksgiving. And the first two that we're all familiar with, yes, in many, it did take away taste and smell. The virus actually gets into the nerves. There are specific nerves in the body that are responsible for our smell and taste. And those two variants were able to get into the nerves that are involved in taste and smell and interfere. Omicron, famously, does not seem to affect taste and smell. It's more of up there in the upper airway, upper respiratory condition, like a cold, and doesn't seem to have that as a feature. But that's where we see this. And most people do get their taste and smell back, but there is a fraction of people who have long haulers with Alpha and Delta. That is, the symptoms go on for more than a month and still haven't gotten their taste and smell back. And that is very sad. And that's just a good reason when we were dealing with Alpha and Delta to stay away from those variants. But there's also good reasons if you can stay away from Omicron, but not many have
I wondered.
Estimated that 1.3 million Americans, I think it's up to 1.4 million Americans have had COVID. That's a lot of people.
I just wonder how much of it was
40 million.
Propaganda.
140 million Americans have had
COVID. Yeah, half the population more or less has had it. Some don't know, like you think I've had it. I guess I'm thinking I may have had it,
well,
but I don't know when.
You think you've had it, and I think it's a good possibility.
Yeah.
Early on.
California
was spiking.
Yeah. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a word on losing weight, the Calitrin way of keeping the weight off. I can't tell you that there's one better way to lose weight. You can use Calitrin to take the weight off, no question. But more success is found when you use Calitrin to keep the weight off. I know that they suggest that you go on a 90-day program. I suggest that you double that. You can get 90-day supply and then get another 90 days without having to pay for it at toploss.com. But that's not the important thing. What works to keep the weight off of your body? And that's where I think Calitrin really shines. I have tried it. I can testify to it myself. Up and down, a little bit here and there, over the course of the winter, when Ken sees me in a couple of weeks down at his clinic in Florida, I'm hoping that I will have shed another 5 or 6 pounds, because he always chastises me if I'm outside the box. And I am usually a little outside of the box. I'm working on that, Ken. And I'll get help from Calitrin to keep the weight off. So define the program that you want to use to lose the weight, and you certainly can take Calitrin all through whatever your weight loss program is, and then keep on Calitrin to keep the weight off. That's how it works, all naturally. 25 years and counting. What a fabulous product. You take it at bedtime, you go right to sleep, and it does its work during the night, healing the effects of what happens to your body during the weight loss process. Go to toploss.com, please. When you check out, use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. with enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true. It's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge Muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. The COVID outlook has brightened. Maybe that's the way we encapsulate the latest news. Doesn't really the number, or plural, don't the numbers speak for themselves, Ken?
The numbers do. The incident rate speaks for themselves. Look at the graphs. They really look impressive in most states in the country. Not everywhere, but in most states, I'd say 70% of the country, the incidences look great. The death rates, hospitalizations are all coming down. It's very encouraging. We can't drop our guard totally yet to celebrate, but I'm hoping that in the next few weeks we can. I think by April 1st, if this continues and we don't have another variant, which is a big unknown, this is going to be in the rearview mirror.
Well, I'm just hoping, only because it's annoying when I take my trips every weekend on a plane wearing the mask and then trying to take a nap. It's difficult to take a nap with a mask on. It just is. I understand wearing it when you're around people, but you take it down and you eat and you drink, and you put it back on again. But I think if you're turned away from, if I'm in a plane that has those beds, the sleeping beds, I turn myself away from the person who's next to me, and I do take the mask down so that I can breathe out of my nose at least. I think that, I just think it's dangerous, frankly. And I don't know that they've looked at all that stuff, but I think it's hard to breathe, isn't it, when you're asleep? I can't imagine, but I have slept with it, and I didn't like it.
It depends which mask you have on.
I suppose that may be true, right? Was the 95 you said?
Yeah, N95, that's tough to sleep in.
Right. All right, there's a new COVID plan, apparently, from the administration, because they're concerned there are new variants, and they don't want to have shutdowns. The public won't take any more shutdowns, and they know that. So are we going to just put some extra stuff in the next flu shot, and that's, what else are you going to do?
Well, hopefully we will stay ahead of it, but right now the incidence looks pretty good, and hopefully we stay ahead of it, and it probably will become part of the vaccine. But what we're going to do for prevention is unknown. Anyone who tells you they know, they don't know, because it keeps changing.
It's moving. It's a moving target. Dr. Ken, he's kind of a moving target too, as am I. This is DJV Health.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back with Dr. Ken here. I had a couple of more quick questions before we move away from COVID. One of them has to do super immunity. That is reinforced. There have been people talking about those who are vaccinated against the COVID, and if they have the three shots, I don't know whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, it's not Johnson & Johnson, but is there such a thing as the COVID vaccinations triggering super immunity among some? And one wonders whether it's the people who have had the disease and then they have the shots. I guess that's what right. I'm wondering here.
That's what you're talking about. Super immunity would be if you've had the disease and you've had the vaccines and the booster. That's super immunity.
When I get my blood test next week, which is a preparatory bit of work for your visit, are my antibodies going to be tested? I've asked, and I forget what you tell me, whether it's an accurate test or not. Can they do it when you do a blood test so that I'm going to know by looking at it whether I've had COVID or not?
We, unfortunately, in what's available to the general public, can't answer that question yet. We can tell whether you have a total amount of certain antibodies, but we can't tell whether you got that from from the vaccine, from being ill. And then also out there is memory immunity. And so it's, you know, there's just a lot of immunity out there that that can't be easily measured. So answering those questions, you're not going to be happy and satisfied.
No. Well, we certainly want to be happy and satisfied, so I won't ask that question. The one thing that has come from the Center for Disease Confusion is a continuing warning for tourists, although there aren't as many. There are some warnings to places in Africa. I think Portugal may still be on the list, but the European countries, for the most part, they're pretty much over this, and you can travel, and you can see the schedules and the airlines all pumping back up again to go to pretty much every place except Moscow. You're not going to get a ride to Moscow on a plane these days, but pretty much every place else, they're, you know, opening things up. And I thought it was interesting because this time of year, people love to go to the Bahamas and St. Martin and, you know, places in Central America, especially. There are a lot of Americans that like to travel down there. And apparently it's okay now, Ken. It's all kind of opened up. No more high risk down there where there was at the beginning of the year in the Caribbean. There were really high risk islands that people weren't going to and shouldn't go. And I guess the cruise lines have all Now, can you imagine anything worse than being on a cruise line, being on a cruise ship, and there's an outbreak? Where do you go? It's something to think about when you make a reservation.
You go to the infirmary because you're gonna get it.
Yeah, right. Well, that's it. Okay, so connected to COVID has been discussion through this about pneumonia. I think I told you, and I have urged people to get their pneumonia shots. And then there's this overview of exercise and how it helps. It is a buffer, apparently, against pneumonia, but not against COVID. But COVID has its first impact in the lungs, right? And do people show signs of pneumonia when they get COVID?
Well, in the original strain Alpha and in Delta, the variant, the second variant that most are familiar with, it was more COVID-19 of a lower respiratory illness, and pneumonia was a big factor. But with Omicron, which has been more of an upper respiratory, like a bad cold, there's been a lot less pneumonia associated with Omicron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So less pneumonia, but you do advise people to get the two shots. There are two different
pneumonia shots. I talked to your doctors about the pneumonia vaccine. I certainly have had it.
I had one, but I don't know what it was, so I can't figure out what whether it's bad to get the same one twice or to just start over again and get one and then get the other one. I'll have to do some research on that. I'll ask you that question as we continue here in the next half hour of our visit this week.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a news conference from Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he believes the battle for Ukraine is far from over.
What we're seeing on the battlefield is Russian forces seeking to encircle the major cities, including Kyiv, and we're seeing them use increasingly brutal methods, including going at civilians and civilian populations. Terrible expectation is that the suffering we've already seen is likely to get worse before it gets better.
New data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now show that COVID-19 levels have dropped significantly enough that more than 90% of people in the U.S. can go without masks. The new data, which shows that nearly everyone in the country lives in areas with low to medium risk for COVID, were released days after the agency released the new guidance that tweaked how it measures that risk. Hospitalizations have plummeted in every state over the last month. This is USA Radio News. A new pro-life law in Florida is ready for the governor's signature. signature. And with that story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis will sign a bill into law this summer that protects unborn babies after 15 weeks of pregnancy, that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
These are protections for babies that have heartbeats, that can feel pain, and this is very, very late.
The gunman who killed his three daughters, a chaperone who was supervising his visit, and himself in a Northern California church this week was in the United States illegally. David Mora was armed with what is often called a ghost gun, which is an unregistered, homemade, semi-automatic rifle-style weapon. He had an illegal 30-round ammunition magazine, and 17 of the bullets were fired, according to the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department. Mora was under a restraining order that barred him from possessing the firearm or seeing his ex-wife, and authorities don't know how or when he obtained it. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Back we are with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. The second half hour of our visit this week, Dr. Ken in person from his clinic down in Mondora, Florida. Lake Cardiology is the clinic, and Ken is visited every week, every month, all year by folks who are local, Central Floridians, people from all over Florida, people from all over the Southeast, people from all over the country, people from around the world. Because this program is heard streaming all over the place at djvhealthshow.com. You get the podcast at djvhealthshow.com as well. So if you're listening there and you'd like to access Ken, his knowledge and his research, why don't you just call, it's a simple connection, telemedicine being what it is, 352-735-1400 is the number you dial from anywhere. I feel like the old Art Bell from east of the Rockies and west of the Rockies. No, this is from everywhere. You can call Ken's office, 352-735-1400, to make an appointment. Okay, there's some research that's been done on inflammatory bowel disease in children. Sounds horrible. What's the research showing?
Well, inflammatory bowel disease, we're talking about ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. And what the news is that when children get this, when kids get either of these, their lifetime risk for cancer in the gastrointestinal tract, the GI tract, is significantly increased. This comes out of JAMA Network Open this week. So for this fraction of kids, if you have this, you just want to be in the group who get extra screened so that we're watching for it and we can prevent what might be out there. Mm-hmm. Just good to know.
Right. And is this something that is becoming a more serious problem? Has it been a problem? I don't know that I've heard of this. I don't know that we've talked about it.
It's been a problem. It's just not been, this association in kids has yet been made, and that's what the news is. You've probably heard this more with adults.
Oh, absolutely more with adults. Yeah, I've heard about it, but not with children.
The study in children is what the advance is. And yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to know because we're always watching out and knowing who we need to put the efforts in to screen, and this is certainly where the effort is.
How do you find out? You go to a pediatrician. How does it present itself? How would you know if your child
had this problem.
They would not be happy with how clinical can I get here.
Oh, wow, you get poop and pee. Okay,
exactly. Their pooping efforts would be very, very uncomfortable, inappropriate, and it's easy for mom and dad when having been a father. It's easy to know when those things are happening. It's hard to hide that those efforts in a child. And when those, and there's a lot of different reasons why those are not working as they should. And certainly it's not the most common cause, these inflammatory bowels, but we have to think about them. And when they're present, they're just in the long list of detective work that a good pediatrician will go through and try to figure out why that part of the child's body is not working properly.
Got it. Okay. This is some information has been researched on first-time mothers or mothers of twins. What are they at a high risk of? I don't know. This is new stuff, right? Hasn't depression been a part of the landscape for a long time with mothers, new mothers?
Postpartum depression is, unfortunately, a factor that new mothers have to think about. And it's something we all have to be aware of. And I think it's come out of the closet. You go back a few decades and people didn't want to think about it. They weren't aware of it. And many women just dealt with this horribly because no one recognized it. And it is very treatable, but it needs to be recognized, diagnosed. But the news here is the headline out of the Journal of Affective Disorders is that first-time mothers and also mothers who are having twins, these two subgroups of moms are at much higher risk for getting postpartum depression. So just be aware, everyone in the family with new mothers, if the spirits are just inappropriate. Now, this should be an incredibly happy time of one mother's life, right? And when there's a mismatch between the happiness and the event, you have to start thinking about, is postpartum depression there? You know, it can be overwhelming fatigue, anemia. There can be other reasons why the emotions are not appropriate to this, what should be a happy event. But when they're not, you have to put in your thoughts, is this postpartum depression? Because the reason why it's such an important item not to miss is because suicides can occur here. And you want to prevent suicide.
Yeah.
And it's very preventable if you're thinking about the possibility of postpartum depression.
Yeah, right. That's a sobering. It's a very sobering thought. Especially when I think about my daughter-in-law and my son, their new child, Jasper, is three.
How's mom doing?
Well, I think she had a little touch, but she's doing fine. She has about 11 jobs, and she's
right.
A wonderful mother. And Brendan is wonderful as a father. So they're both working together on projects, and she's got her own projects. You know, it's a typical kind of Hollywood couple.
Right, but she has to watch herself because she's probably hard to get enough rest, and she's a first-time mom, so we don't
What's happened, I'll tell you. What's happened is that the baby has settled in to sleeping. She nurses the baby at 10:30. Baby falls right to sleep. They put him down, and he now sleeps until 6:30, quarter of 7, 7 o'clock. So they're getting back to getting a normal night's sleep. They went for most of the first 3 months. They have been sleeping, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours max maybe. She would pump the milk and Brendan would feed it to the baby perhaps in the middle of the night so she could get rest. It's straightened out. They're happy as could be.
That's great.
No, they can get a good night's rest. They're very happy. Yeah, it's cool to see. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We are continuing with our overview of what's new in the medical community. Research-wise, conventional medicine, Dr. Ken is a trained cardiologist, he has both a PhD in research and an MD in cardiovascular study. This is called cardiovascular studies. What's it called?
Yeah, you can call it that. I've been called worse.
Yeah. Okay, well, good to know. Dr. Ken and I continue after I remind you on how important it is, speaking of sleep, to get a good night's rest. And there's no better way in my wheelhouse than going to the MyPillow folks and taking advantage of the sale on right now for their complete sleep system. You'll save 30% on this whole, there's a MyPillow coil mattress in it. There are the Giza Dream sheets in it. There are MyPillows in it. And if you use the promo code DJV, you can take advantage of all of that with the new support system the mattress to the mattress topper to the sheets, the whole kit and caboodle. Saving 30% is what happens when you go to MyPillow.com. Use the DJV promo code in the box that's there on that page. And not only that, you get a 10-year warranty with a mattress. You get a 6-month money-back guarantee with a mattress. That's really, most of the things you get at MyPillow, 60-day money-back guarantee. But this deal has a 6-month back rest. So if you need a new mattress and you're not resting well, go to MyPillow.com, find the promo for the sleep system, use the code DJV when you're checking out. They have low monthly financing available for those of you who don't want to put all the cash down or send them a check or credit card or whatever it is. Take advantage of that. There's no excuse for having a bad night's rest. All the help is there at MyPillow.com. Check it all out. Use the DJV code upon checkout. Save from 30 to 65%.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
This report sponsored by IBM. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a global pro bono social impact program focused on helping populations vulnerable to environmental threats. How? By using technologies such as hybrid cloud computing and artificial intelligence to enhance and scale nonprofits selected through an annual open call. The 2022 request for proposals will focus on clean energy, and selected projects will gain support from a 2-year program. In phase one, they'll design a technical roadmap to solve specific environmental challenges, and phase two will bring further support from IBM technologies and partner credits to develop and deploy solutions. Justina Nixon Santil, IBM Global Head, Corporate Social Responsibility.
With this program, we are tackling global issues by pairing experts with technology for the purpose of improving the lives of populations most affected by environmental threats to make lasting, scalable impact. I encourage all nonprofits to apply today and join us in this sustainability journey.
To submit a proposal, visit IBM.org.
Back with Dr. Ken, the next focus has to do with those people who are aging faster than what they ought to. I don't know how you measure this, Ken. I'm sure that the story that you're going to focus on is something that it looks like it goes back to when you were a child, right? If you're aging faster as an adult, is that because of what happened when you were a child?
Absolutely. This is an interesting report in JAMA Pediatrics, Journal of the American Medical Association, the Pediatrics volume this week. And what they discovered, Doug, is that people who are obese, smoke daily, or who have psychological disorder diagnosis upon them during their adolescent years, they age faster than their peers. So the factors are being obese, smoking daily, and have a psychological diagnosis. And this is during adolescent years. This group of individuals seem to age faster than their peers.
So what would those conditions be, though? What would be something? Is it how you're nourished, and whether you're getting good food or not? We certainly have a problem. We keep talking about obesity in children. We talk about obesity in parents, you know, people right. Not paying attention to what they're. So is that part of it?
So you're asking, how do you prevent this? Well, you want to be at ideal body weight. You don't want to smoke, and preventing psychological disorders is a challenge, but you want to do what you can to keep your mental health as well as possible, and that means getting enough sleep, eating healthy, exercising, not using any drugs that are not prescribed to you. Hopefully your family is as intact and supportive as possible. But even in those best of circumstances, unfortunately, psychological disorders do occur, but you want to minimize your risk. And I think that's the best you can do with all of this, to try to age as gracefully as you can, which you've done a pretty good job of.
I hope so, one way or another. And you hope.
And you don't smoke and you're not obese, and I won't comment about your mental state.
That's awfully nice of you. Thank you.
Well, I don't want to give up your HIPAA.
Yeah, no, you can do that.
I'm just joking.
I know you are.
State is fine.
I think that, yeah, I know you are. But I think that is a part. People eat because they're depressed, right? I was talking to I was talking to a friend of mine about what was going
on. When they're depressed, they don't eat. And when they're depressed, they sometimes eat too much. So eating can go either way when you're depressed.
So depression, what's the earliest you've ever been able to render a verdict when it came to the children that were depressed? Or what, maybe in research, can children be depressed when they're 4, 5, 6 years old? Or do they have to be teenagers when their boyfriends or girlfriends don't like them anymore?
I think depression can start very early if you're looking for it. I'm not a pediatrician. I'm an adult doctor, which starts at 18 years. And you definitely see it in that age group. But definitely, there are pediatric psychiatrists and psychologists, and they start working with depression early on.
Yeah. Well, it's something that really... but the problem is there's so many drugs that mask it, all these ads for all these drugs. Masking it doesn't fix it, although drugs I think are good. I've had people in my family, and I've again had friends who have had medications that have kept them from being depressed.
Well, on, I think exercise is for mild cases. Exercise is a fantastic treatment. It's been shown to be wonderful.
It's good for
mild
everything.
Cases.
Yeah, I mean, you see all those. You stay up late one night and watch some of those infomercials on TV. It's all about exercise. You can do it in 3 minutes and you'll be all set. Yada, yada. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health, 10 before the hour.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Dealing with condescending people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Condescending people are difficult to be around because their unearned smugness often centers on incomplete information and narcissistic tendencies. They can laugh at you for not knowing something they know. After all, in their own cartoon worlds, they believe everyone should have had their exact experiences and know exactly what they know. Unfortunately, their inability to see their own hypocrisy is so blinding that, more often than not, they relegate insights aimed at them into concepts that others should exude. Condescending people live in their own worlds and often remain closed off to feedback. Instead of focusing on trying to change them, try focusing on not taking what they say personally. Because their unwarranted arrogance has nothing to do with you and everything to do with their own fear and insecurities. For more on life, check out drchristianconti.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. He's here to answer questions that either come from me or from you, questions he's had. So here's the first one having to do with food allergies. Whether or not food allergies are they on the mend? Do we have fewer people with allergies? Do we have more people with allergies? And what are some of the common food allergies that people are dealing with, Ken?
Sure. Adult onset food allergies, Doug, is becoming allergic, sometimes seriously so, after reaching adulthood. This is quite common. About 50 million Americans have a food allergy. You can be allergic to anything, but 9 substances cause 90% of food allergies. You want to guess some of the foods that are on that list of them?
I know what some of them are because I'm allergic to wheat, gluten. And it's funny because it's not the same every day, but boy, what a pain it is. And I don't know what damage it's doing to my body, in a permanent sense. I guess not enough to warrant, serious concern, but it's very uncomfortable. So there's that. There's peanut allergies. There's milk allergies. So what else have we got?
Yeah. You hit 3 of them.
I did.
Tree nuts, eggs, shellfish, fin fish, soy, and sesame. Sesame are the other 6. Well,
was it sunflowers? I didn't hear you say sunflowers, but I've been told it's sunflower oil, or is it safflower? Maybe it's safflower oil.
Sesame. Let's do them again. 9. All 9 here. Peanuts, okay. Tree nuts, milk, egg, shellfish, fin fish, soy, wheat, and sesame.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common is the shellfish. 3% of the population are allergic to shellfish. Yes, that's the most common.
So I would have thought that gluten was the most common.
Sorry, I couldn't give you the right answer.
No, I just think that that's what I would have thought. And maybe, again, the gluten thing, because you see so many sections in supermarkets now for gluten-free foods, bread, pies, whatever. That's a big section
now in most of the major grocery stores.
It is.
And so, you know, it's something that obviously they're rendering. I don't see warnings on peanuts, though. They don't serve them on the airplanes anymore, although I guess Southwest has started serving them again, but they don't serve them because of peanut allergies. But, you know, how many people really are? If you're saying, well, even if there's 3%, is that enough to keep the peanuts away from everybody else who wants to have a peanut?
Well, it depends what their lawyers are recommending to them.
Yeah, right. It's all about lawyers. Yeah. Okay. Here's a question about drinkers. And this comes about because a pilot of a JetBlue plane this week was taken off the plane as a drunk. He tested four times the legal limit. And he was about ready. His judgment was so bad that he was about ready to fly a plane from Florida up to New York. Fortunately, the people on the plane, I don't know whether it was the person who was out at the gate or whether it was one of the people on the plane, but anyway, one of the flight attendants, but they called the authorities and got this guy. Can you imagine what would happen if JetBlue, they'd be destroyed because everybody would sue them if they let a pilot into the plane? And this has happened before. We've been pilots. So I wonder about that. And then the other people who drink and drive. Oh, I'm okay. I can drive all right. They're kidding themselves, right? I mean,
that JetBlue situation is very sad. Apparently, he admitted to 7 to 8 drinks before he got into the aircraft. So yeah. You can imagine how many they always teach us in medical school, double the number they tell you.
Really? I didn't know that. Really?
So who knows whether it was even more, but obviously an alcoholic and obviously a denial and a lot of problems here. And you just, a good crew is watching out, just like in the operating room. You hear these rare stories of a surgeon ever doing that. And, you know, fortunately they're extremely rare, but everybody's watching out for it to protect you and make, don't worry about this as a possibility.
No, but then when you apply it to driving, drinking and driving, that's also, you know, friends don't let friends drive drunk. But how many people, again, do you know who've said, oh, yeah, I'm okay. I don't mind admitting my mother was a really serious alcoholic, and she used to say she could drive. And I remember being underage and driving her somewhere because I didn't want her to drive in the condition she was in. So there's a warning, a word to the wise, which hopefully is sufficient. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.